team news-wise, on the injury front, how are you looking ahead of the Orient game?
Obviously, Sam Aird will be suspended. Sam Klukas has just had a little problem this morning, which looks 50-50 at the minute. So apart from them two, Gary Roberts is obviously still out. Drew's still obviously on loan. So apart from that, it'll be very much in the squad that we picked from the other night.
What's happened then to Klukas?
It's a bit early to say at the minute, so we'll just let Roger take care of that and obviously have maybe a bit more, hopefully, good news tomorrow. But, you know, that's very much 50-50, pulled out of training this morning with it, so we'll just let's see how he is when he comes back.
In terms of rehab then, how is Roberts then? How soon could he be available?
Yeah, I think we'll see Gary soon now. He won't make tomorrow, but every game from there is a positive one now. We hope he can make, look forward to possibly Scunthorpe Tuesday night and Rochdale. We've got to be a little bit careful with him for obvious reasons, but he's doing a lot or nigh on everything that's asked of him now, so that's normally a good indication that he's ready to go.
That'd be a big plus to get him back involved.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Every team misses its good players, and you know, Gary's certainly one of our good players. He's been that since he came in the club, and he'll be that for another year or two while he's here. So, you know, the quicker we get Gary back into the team, you know, I'm sure the stronger we'll be.
Is it too simplistic or too simple to make a guess that Charlie Raglan will step up with Hurd now unavailable?
It's not too simplistic to suggest that at all. No, that'll be the back two tomorrow. It'll be Everton Raglan. So, you know, fingers crossed that they can get a partnership going. You know, we've conceded too many early goals in games, and, you know, difficulty the other night is, you know, it's clearly not off. He's clearly not onside. You know, it's not a hard decision by the linesman to give, but they make mistakes. The disappointing thing about the other night, it hasn't led to a goal. It's led to a man being sent off, and, you know, it's very difficult at any level of football to play 88 minutes with 10 men, certainly against a team as strong as Preston it is. And we tried to keep two up front. We genuinely tried to win the game. Looking back, that mightn't have been the best thing to do, but, you know, that's what's being done now. We can't take that game back. It's gone, and we move on to Leighton Orient.
Just very briefly, though, because I know you obviously speak to the media within moments of the full-time whistle, but after that, is there any kind of recourse to understand what the guy was thinking about the decision that he made?
It's difficult because, you know, on the night, the linesman's thought that the clearly said to myself and other members of staff that the 23's played him onside, which is Ian Evie. Mm. I've got no problem. The linesman's genuinely thought that. Clearly, when you've analysed the game and you've had the camera angles that we've had, etc., he's clearly offside, and that's unfortunately human error is part and parcel of the game. And I think it'd be great to the linesmen sometimes to be able to say when they've looked at it, Jesus, I got that wrong, and then you don't have a problem, you know. But to be sometimes as dogmatic as they are after the game and insistent upon how right they were is a little bit disappointing, because one thing for sure, managers, I get stuff wrong, you know, referees do, linesmen do, and certainly by us all being at each other's throats will never solve any of the problems. You know, but they're big decisions, of course, they are. In fourth place, fifth in a league game, you know, it's a big game for us. We're on a good run. We feel like we've got a chance of beating Preston on the night. You know, and to have that decision go against you, which is not a hard decision to give, and that has such a massive impact on the rest of the game, which it obviously does, is disappointing.
The trouble is, and this is the last point on this, that you guys, managers more than anybody, are more in the firing line than the linesman, if that is the start of the game, if you like, yeah. If that is the process.
It obviously seems that at the minute, doesn't it? In football, it seems that's the case. But, you know, we must accept that there's human error. I'm not great for, you know, for analysing and watching and being able to just nip off the pitch and have a look at everything. You know, we've had referees for hundreds and hundreds of years now. And the reason we have good games is because big decisions are involved in every game, derby matches, FA Cup finals, whatever, World Cups. And we can, in my opinion, we should never take that out. Of course, the big decisions. You know, but without that human error factor, you know, I don't think the game would be the same. So while we do respect the fact that they are big decisions, if they go against it, it's never nice, because we also lose Sam Hurd now. Mm. So surely, logically, we should be able to go and take that to them to say, well, if the decision's given up, but you can't. So I'm not trying to cure football in a day. You know, I just wish them decisions went for you. Mm.
You're referring then to managerial departures, both locally and elsewhere, of course. I mean, you're in the strong position. You must be one of the longest-serving managers in the Football League right now over the course of the piece, which is a symptom of the game, of course, but the success you've had.
It's going that way now, isn't it? I've just come back to hear that Paul Buckle's been sacked at Cheltenham in 79 days.
79?
76 or 79, depending on how I've read
enough.
It.
Not long enough.
Well, that's for the Cheltenham board and chairman to decide. That's certainly not my thing, but, you know, when you go into jobs now and the job spec's laid out in front of you, and sometimes people are getting sacked by keeping to the criteria that's being asked, and it's just a strange game at the minute. I think you've all got to accept that. If we don't like it, go and get another job.
Changing tack, you in the last press conference, pre-match press conference, you had Chapman back and getting into the swing of things, but part of your answer you're alluding to potentially getting him some first-team football elsewhere. Has that moved a stage nearer?
No, not at the minute. We'll just keep monitoring that, you know, about ourselves. You know, it's important that we have these lads around. We want to be as strong as we can for as long as we can. You know, I think every team who's got ambitions of being in playoffs or going up, you want all your players. You know, Drew Talbot was a little bit of a strange case because of the length of time he'd been out. So, as a manager, it's difficult when you've got lads who want to play football. Certainly with Aaron, you know, playing football and his football education is massively important rather than sitting on our bench and hopefully putting Tommy under pressure one day. You know, but we'll just monitor that over the next week or two and see where it takes us.
Are you done in terms of your own loan? You've obviously done a lot of work recently, but is that process off now in terms of potential ins?
No, not at all. You know, you're always looking to be stronger, and you know, every day's a learning day at every football club. If you think that's us and we're done, it's never the case. There can always be ins and outs. I think being aware of players and the movement of players is very important. Now and again you'll get a loan that might just drop on you that you think can improve you. If that was the case, I'd be in, like every other manager, I'd want to do it. I'm certainly lucky enough at a club that'll certainly back me in doing that.
So decent form at the moment. Leighton Orient, what do you make of them?
Well, Leighton Orient's a story on its own, if the truth be told, isn't it? Because I was one of the ones who was at Wembley last year for the Rotherham game. And, you know, if someone would have said to you at half-time in that game, you know, where we'd be in the space of, what, 7-8 months, it's frightening football. That's just the nature of where we're at now. And for any club who thinks they're doing well, it's a massive reminder of, for whatever reasons, Orient are where they are. That's certainly not my position to say, of what can happen. You know, certainly when you look at the team sheet of Leighton Orient, it can fill you not with fear, because that's the wrong word, but can certainly fill you with the fact of how much you respect them, you know, because they're littered with good players, make no bones about it. They've got good players right through the team. Obviously, they're in a league position for a reason that's unbeknown to me, because I haven't watched them a lot. You know, Paul Mitchell was at the game on Tuesday night watching them against Notts County. You know, I've obviously watched them twice this year now, and, you know, it's a difficult situation for them. Obviously, they've changed managers again. We're going back to that managerial one, and you know, a new owner, chairman's come in, and he's obviously got the right to do what he wants, because that's what chairman can do. You know, financially, they put the money in, so it gives them the right. If we hit them on a going day tomorrow, I'm sure they can cause us no end of problems. So we'll be preparing for an Orient on a going day rather than maybe the form that they showed as of late.
It will be easy to look at Leighton Orient in terms of form and say relegation candidates. So who do you look at in their team and say, right, we have to be particularly mindful of them?
I think they've just got a lot of good players in Vincelot, Cox, Mooney's, Lisby's, Dagnall's, you know, obviously Henderson has. You can go through the team, you know, they're littered with really top class first division players. So, you know, we won't over respect any of them. You know, we'll respect all of them. You know, and it's a good game for us to bounce back tomorrow. It was a flat game Tuesday night. It was really disappointing. You know, the decision took the life out of everyone. You know, and that was a really, for a big game, it was one of the most ineffective big games I've ever been involved in. Tomorrow we must pick it up and go again. You know, it's so important. If we're to be successful, we must win games. To win games, we must score goals. We must get men forward, and we must hurt Orient tomorrow. So that's the plan. The best laid plans don't work now and again, but that's the plan. So fingers crossed we all wake up tomorrow, our supporters, ourselves, and we can see the plan through.
It's interesting, in all of the press conferences, you skirt around the P word and the playoffs and everything else that clearly it must be on the agenda right now. You're doing that well. So what do you think it might need to get yourself into that position, knowing how the division is right now?
I remember last year there was a time when I was working out what you needed to go up and playoffs and promotion and automatic. And I remember lying in bed every night, not going to sleep. So I think we'll concentrate on it in that 50-point mark first. I think that's a very important figure for most teams in the division, certainly not the teams who are higher up and have a bit more expectancy on them than possibly ourselves, Oldham, Rochdale, you know, some of the teams that I think are doing really well in the league. So that 50-point mark becomes an important one. You know, once we can get to that, you know, it normally means you've obtained where you want to be. That doesn't diminish the fact of how much we want to be in the playoffs. Make no bones about that. You know, but to set lads realistic targets all the time is fair. Our realistic target is to beat Orient tomorrow. If we beat Orient tomorrow, it goes a long way to where we want to be. There's plenty of games left for us to pick up more points, and we'll just keep going.
As a more general comment, clearly Leighton Orient season has been extraordinary, but League One is extraordinary in itself. Bristol and Swindon are away a little, but the rest of you, there's not a great deal between the vast majority of teams in the league.
No, I think if you're being truthful about it and factual about it, you know, we'd all expect Sheffield United to hit a run of form. You know, they've been hampered's the wrong word, but involved in massive cup games. You know, hampered is a word I'd probably use, probably not Nigel had used that. So, you know, Sheffield United supporters wouldn't use that way, because it's great to be in the Tottenham games. Were fantastic for everyone watching them. You know, but now they've got a couple of games in hand. We'd all expect them to go on and get in there. You know, so certainly MK Dons are in there. You know, the Prestons are in there. There's probably one playoff place up for grabs if the two be known. And there's a lot of teams fighting for it. We'd like to think we're one of them. To get that playoff place or to obtain any playoff place, you must get points. The only way to do it is by winning games, not for looking for favours and how they get on. You know, if you win games, you've got a chance of doing it. So we'll concentrate on trying to get in there off what we do. And as I say, everyone, if we don't succeed at the end of the year, it'll be because we've done our best.